Welcome to another bonus episode of Very Good Enough. My name is Lane Dealing Churland, and today I'm going to be taking a listener question, and I love this one. This week's listener question is, how to honor your child's own development rhythm and stop comparing to other children? And I'm just so grateful that you asked this question, because this is a question that other people definitely ask straightforward. But also, this is a question that's kind of underneath a lot of other things that people bring up. And I'm really grateful to be able to just face it head on. Now, the cool thing about this question is that this actually just has absolutely nothing to do with your child. And that's great news, because it means that it's just totally within your control to manage this, because this is an inside job. I do want to make a note. If you notice something about your own child's development that strikes you as like, this seems odd, go ahead and call your pediatrician. Go ahead, just do that. Just ask them. Or write it down and wait 2 months. See if that thing is gone. See if that thing has caught up to what typical development milestones are. See if that's a thing that is still catching your eye. If something's really bothering you, go ahead and call. And if you're just like, if you feel like, I don't know, maybe I'm just nervous about this, just write it down. Just make yourself some really good notes and wait it out. See what's up. It's okay. You are totally welcome to be observing your child closely. You totally should be. That's a beautiful impulse. It comes out of a desire to just see your child's best, to see them experience their best life, to see them be the best version of themselves that they can be, and to make sure that things are good. That's wonderful. It's beautiful that you feel protective over your child and that you are wanting to keep track of their development and make sure things are going well. Cool. Now, as far as comparing your child to other children goes, here is the glorious truth. Your child is an organic human animal, an element of nature that is growing in its own specific way, at its own specific pace, based on its makeup, its environment, its temperament, and all kinds of other things that you have an effect on, but that you absolutely do not have control over. It, like a plant, like a mountain, like a sunset, is being driven by the forces of nature to grow and develop in its own very specific way. Developmental milestones are totally useful. They also are pretty fake. They're pretty fake. Because here's the thing, children do grow organically, and the shape of their growth is like a smooth arc. It's not like steps like you see on a chart. We break things down as adults who are studying things into steps and stages and levels and categories so that we have a way to talk about them. It's really only useful for study, and it's very useful for study. That's really helpful. But none of those things are going to map directly onto an actual child that's actually just like growing in its life. So checking on milestones when something doesn't seem right to you, or keeping an eye on milestones just to know like the kind of range that you're in, what your child's brain is working on growing, what your child is interested in, what their sort of brain development goal is. Like, all these things can provide you beautiful insight so that you know just like what you're dealing with at the moment and can be better equipped to support their growth and kind of hold them accountable to what they can do so that they do grow nicely. Cool. But if you are like agonizing over the months or the weeks that you see on a growth development chart, I just need to tell you that that is not real. That is not a real thing. That's not how brains work. They're smooth. They exist in curves. They're soft. All of these harsh lines and these harsh corners and these like laminated posters on the walls at pediatrician's office, like that's not reality. It's a useful metric to just kind of keep an eye on stuff, but it has absolutely nothing to do with the flow and the unfolding of life. So you get to trust your child's growth to nature. You get to trust your child to grow just like every other person. You get to trust your child to be a person who will grow in stops and starts, and who will grow really far over this way and then wind, whoa, really far back over this way. You get to trust that things even out over time. You get to trust that nature loves equilibrium. And if your child's really, really, really interested in language, they may be really, really, really uninterested in walking or running. But later, when they've got all that language and they're enjoying their social skills, their legs are gonna wanna catch up. You don't have to worry about that. You get to trust that actually, like, who they are, their personality and their preferences is, even in this infant, even in this toddler, gonna have a huge effect on what develops first and what develops next. You also get to know that, like, if your older child is talking for your younger child, you are going to see a delay in speech development for your second child. And that's fine. That's fine. That child, that younger child, doesn't feel a need to be expressing their thoughts because communication is happening on their behalf. They have a value for communication. Communication is happening. They don't need to bother getting those words out. No problem. All of these different things are going to affect the way that your child unfolds. And it just has absolutely nothing to do with the way that any other child unfolds. And where this desire and where this drive to compare comes from has nothing to do with your child. This comes from something inside. It comes from something old. Either something went awry early in life for you, for someone you loved, you experienced something kind of scary, and there's leftover scary feelings from that. Or there was a dynamic in your home when you were very little that measured things from the outside, that measured this person against that person, that measured what's the best and what's the worst, that measured what is more accomplished and what is less accomplished. There were outside things that got paid attention to way more than inside things. And that kind of a home environment, usually that comes from one or both parents, that kind of a space leaves us feeling like what can be seen on the outside is the thing that makes us valuable. Whether or not we would use that language, we are adults who find ourselves trying to measure by appearances, by accomplishments that can be shown, by things that you can measure, instead of placing our value on the inside experience. So I just want to encourage you as the adult to notice yourself noticing the outsides more than the insides, and to do what you can do to become more interested about the experience than the appearance. Your child, whether they're talking a ton or whether they have a cousin who's way more verbal than them or whatever, your child lives in a body, yes, that you can see, uses words, yes, that you can hear, but really, your child is a being behind those little eyes having an experience. And that's the thing that we're interested in. You, mom, yes, you have a body. Yes, it looks different than before you had a baby. Yes, you have a baby now that people can see out there in the world that they could judge you on. Yes, all those things, but really, you are a person behind your eyes having an experience. And I want to encourage you to become way more interested in the experience of watching your child grow, in the experience of feeling yourself become a mother, in the experience of the passage of time, of life happening all around you, in the taste of your food, in the feeling of holding your baby, in the sight of them like enraptured by flowers for the first time, like all of those things. I want you to become way more interested in the inside experience of that than in the noticing how it's measuring outside. I want you to just take your attention, and this is going to be a meditative and frankly spiritual practice of noticing when you feel that cold sweat feeling on the outside of like, oh God, are they better than me? Am I worse than them? Is my child behind that other child? That thing, that cold measuring, assessing, judging thing, I want you to notice that and know that you are not bound by that. You can release yourself from that at any point. Take your attention away from it and move it inside. Move it inside to the experience that you're having of being who you are. Move your attention away from what your child is or isn't doing to the experience that they could be having. And if you want to help them develop a skill, cool. Do it from the perspective of How could they enjoy this? What could they have? What could they experience more of if they used more language, if they practiced climbing up on the sofa? Like, they could then climb up on the sofa and be in the cushions. Amazing. Invite them up into the cushions. Have that experience together of them learning how to use their body in a new way. Great. But pull your interest away from my sister's son does this thing and my son doesn't, or whatever it looks like. Let yourself be a being experiencing humanity. Let your child be a little child unfurling at their own pace. And allow yourself the freedom of like really savoring your experience, because your child is going to grow. They're not going to be little anymore. They are going to learn how to talk. They are going to learn how to run. And then they're not going to be this little baby anymore. It's going to be gone. And you're not going to be the one who misses that. You're going to be the one who gets to really experience that with them day by day. I have absolute confidence in you. Thank you for wanting to honor your child's own development rhythm. I think you can do it. If you are listening to this episode and you have thoughts about this conversation, we want to hear them. If you have advice for the person who asked the question, send it to our email and I will pass it along. If you disagree with anything I said today, amazing. Let me know. Let's be in conversation about this. And if anything in this conversation today sparked thoughts for you of behaviors that you're seeing in your life or relationship dynamics with your children that you're wanting to work through, I do have a couple of one-on-one coaching slots in my schedule that I would love to get on the phone with you and build some new strategies together for seeing those things go differently. As always, our email address is verygoodenoughpod@gmail.com. And the link to get in touch with me or to book coaching session is in the show notes. You guys have a great weekend. I'll see you next time.